بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن عدة الشهور عند الله 12 شهرا في كتاب الله يوم خلق السماوات والأرض منها أربعة حرم ذلك الدين القيم فلا تظلموا فيهن أنفسكم وقاتلوا المشركين كافة كما يقاتلون لكم كافة واعلموا أن الله مع المتقين صدق الله العظيم وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن الزمان قد استارك كهيئته يوم خلق الله السماوات والأرض أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم Listen, dear brothers, we all are well aware and know this entire universe, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creator. The wisdom behind the creation of this universe, the sun, the moon, the earth, the skies, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-hakim, the all-wise. Behind the system of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, Allah made the system with His power for the benefit and use of this insan and human being. So that he may use the bounties of Allah to be obedient to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and to understand the rights of Allah, the position of Allah in his life, as we read in Sayyidul Istighfar, Allahumma anta rabbi, la ilaha illa anta khalaqtani wa ana abduk. If you only understand this one line of this dua, is sufficient for us to be obedient to Allah. Allahumma anta rabbi, oh Allah, you are my Rabb. You are my Rabb, you are my creator, you are my boss, you made everything for me, you created me, khalaqtani. خلقتني وتهديني وتدعمني وتسقيني وتميتني وتحييني. هذا دعاء رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Oh Allah, oh Allah, you created me, you gave me hidayah, you guided me, how to lead my life, how to run my life, how to do things. Allah guided us how to eat, how to walk. Only Allah jalla jalaluhu. Ya Allah, you guided me, then you give me to eat, you give me to drink. And Ya Allah, death is in your hands. One day you will take me away. Ya Allah, you have given me life. My heart is beating based upon, by your permission. So understand, this is dua of Sayyidul Istighfar. Ya Allah, anta Rabbi, you are my Rabb. Everything belongs to you. I am, they say, la shay, nothing. Nothing is mine. Nothing belongs to me. Even this word, ownership, Allah borrowed this word to us. Landlord is Allah. He's the Lord of the land. The land is just borrowed to me. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is supreme. Anta Rabbi la ilaha illa anti. Allah, there's no one to worship besides you. I'm not someone that I should be worshipped, looked up to. Ya Allah, you're the only one. Khalaqtani, Ya Allah, you made me completely. The entire wiring of the brain, done by Allah. So to say, the plumbing of the system, done by Allah. Faculties, perception, taste, everything from Allah. Nothing I did on my own. And then the highlight, wa ana abduk. Ya Allah, I am only your slave. From head to toe, for us to ponder over this, Ya Allah, I'm only your slave. And together with that, Ya Allah, I'm proud to be your slave only. And I enjoy being your slave. When you say do, Ya Allah, I will do. When you say don't, then I will not do. This is now, ulama explained, the height of being a Muslim, the pinnacle. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala address Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in Quran Sharif, Subhanalladhi asra bi'abdihi. That how pure that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala that enabled his slave, bi'abdihi, his slave Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, to take the journey of Mi'raj. Alhamdulillahi alladhi anzala ala abdihi. All praise due to Allah who revealed the kitab to his slave. Sometimes we don't like this word slave, slavery. But for us to ponder, Ya Allah, I love to be your slave. And nobody else is slave. So this entire universe, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created for us slaves. To become true slaves of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. When you'll understand this, that we are true slaves, then Allah will make us the masters of the universe. Allah will give us the dunya. Allah will give us the dominance. When you become true slaves of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. وَرَبُّكَ يَخْلُقُ مَا يَشَاءُ وَيَخْتَارُ. Allah created the entire universe, the skies, the earth, for our benefit. Then Allah says, وَرَبُّكَ. O Nabi of Allah, Ya Rabb, يَخْلُقُ. Allah creates. وَيَخْتَارُ Allah chooses. Allah creates, Allah chooses. Allah created the earth, Allah created the system of the universe, Allah created time, Allah created the months, Allah created the seasons. Allah says, I created. وَرَبُّكَ يَخْلُقُ وَيَخْتَارُ Allah chooses also. Allah chooses also. From here ulama explain, as the verse I've recited, إِنَّ عِدَّةَ الشُّهُورُ Allah says in Quran Sharif, the number of months, by Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala are 12 months. Allah created the entire world, the system of the world, the time Allah created also, and Allah also created the months and time. So insan can lead his life in a pattern and system. This too is a great bounty and ni'mat of Allah. That Allah gave us time, Allah gave us the months. By means of which we can calculate things. So Allah says the number of months by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are 12 months. This is a bounty of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And Allah says this 12 months also, this Allah had already recorded in the Lawh-e Mahfuz, secret tablet. Fi kitabillah. So from before these 12 months, we just say January, February. But we should now accustom and make ourselves familiar with the Islamic calendar. The Islamic calendar, Muharram, Safar, Rabiul Awwal. So we know right now which month we are experiencing right now, Dhul Qa'dah. Then Dhul Hijjah, the months of Hajj have begun already. So Allah says 12 months I have given you, already recorded in Lawh-e Mahfuz, the sacred tablet. يُوْمَ خَلَقَ اللَّهُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ On the day when Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala created the skies and the earth. It's already recorded, now application, implementation. Before there was no need for these 12 months, I created insan, made the world. Allah created and Allah chose. 12 months for you. مِنْهَا أَرْبَعَةٌ حُرُمْ From these 12 months, Allah has made 4 months which are sanctified, which are blessed, which are sacred. Which are sacred. Allah has given us 4 months. In those 4 months, which are those 4 months? Dhul Qa'dah, Dhul Hijjah, Muharram. Sacred months. And one on its own, Rajab. Allah has mentioned this in Quran Sharif. 4 months are sacred. And how Allah made the system? These 4 months are sacred. We have the 12 months, we have time. And Allah has made the system of dunya very easy also. Insan is very difficult. إِنَّ الدِّينَ يُسْرٌ Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, the deen is very easy. يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ بِكُمُ الْيُسْرَ Allah intends easiness for you. Now we see every month the calendar will come out before time. Oh, moon sighting. And now the messages will go out. That the moon will be so many hours. At this angle or that angle. Etc. etc. But Allah has made deen very easy. For the months to start, the sighting of the moon, ru'yatul hilal. We look for the moon. For looking of the moon, there is no need for calculation. Allah made it easy. You see the moon, now the month has come to an end and a new month has begun. It's so easy to calculate the months also. Just look for the moon. So Allah has made that system. From there you have your 12 months. Then when it comes to salah, if you calculate our salah times, that was so simple. That Allah Ta'ala has made the entire system of salah based upon the sun. Let us also look at the sun. Nowadays we are so accustomed and so used to looking at the times. Awwal time, akhir time. What's the beginning time? End of Sayri, end of Fajr time. But the reality and the haqiqat is that the times of salah are based upon sighting. That once I see the sun is about to rise, oh, it's still below the horizon, it's still Fajr time. Once I can see the sun has risen, then salah time is over. Once the sun has passed the horizon, the zenith, it's zenith, the zawal, then it's zuhr time. Then we look at the shadow. Once the shadow is double, it's original, then it's asr time. Sun has set, maghrib time. Then the darkness in the horizon has come about. First is the orange, red color horizon in the west. Then it comes about bright like a light comes there. Then it disappears, Isha time. Deen is so simple. We don't need calculations. We don't need to see that our calendars also, so to say, we don't need the watches also. It's based upon ru'yat and sighting. Allah made deen very easy. Yes, we have all these calculations now. just to ensure that we are sighting correctly, is it the wrong day, but just to assist us in our sighting. But everything is based upon sighting. So this is a ni'mat and bounty of Allah. You can be anywhere in the world, you can see the namaz time. Look for the moon, you know what month it is. So Allah says from the months, now I have made four that are sacred months. ذَلِكَ الدِّينُ الْقَيِّمُ. This is a deen that is absolutely straight. Don't play with the times. In these 4 months, Zulqa'dah, Zulhijjah, Muharram and Rajab, during the days of Jahiliyyah, of ignorance, the Arabs in these 4 months would make haram upon themselves to fight and wage any type of war. In those months now, they would take a rest, so to say, no fighting. Zulqa'dah, Qa'dah means to sit down, they would sit down. No fighting. Zulhijjah, now is the month for Hajj. So everyone is busy, don't fight now. Also the day of sacrifice, Qurbani, but there's no time to lift the weapons. Muharram, the Muharram also means of something to be made haram. So they made haram upon themselves to fight, to engage in warfare. Muharram. Then they gave themselves some space in between. Safar, Rabiul Awwal, Rabiul Akhir, Jumad al-Ula, Jumad al-Ukhra. All these months they gave us some space, we can fight also. Then Rajab came. No fighting now, we can go for Umrah before Ramadan. So Allah made the system, and Allah Ta'ala chooses. They chose these 4 months. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sanctioned. These 4 months are sacred. A'mal, deeds in these 4 months are multiplied. Whatever a'mal you will do is multiplied. Ibn Rajab Hanbali rahimahullah explains, Abu Bakr Jassas also explains this, that in these 4 months, now we speak Zulqa'dah, then Zulhijjah will come, then Muharram will come. Allah chose from the entire Islamic calendar. Islamic calendar, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose the best of nights in the year, the nights of the last 10 nights of the month of Ramadan. Those are the best nights. The 10 best days, this we should educate ourselves. The 10 best days in the year, the first 10 days of Zulhijjah, Wal-Fajr wa-layalin ashr. The 10 days of Zulhijjah, the best days in the year. Then we have the best day, the Islamic week, that is the day of Jumu'ah, the best day. Then the best day in the Islamic calendar and year, Yawm Arafah, the day of Arafah. Allah bless the Hujjaj, see them safely, and Allah accept all of us also. So Allah has chosen these days where Allah has given this insan an opportunity to turn to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. And in these 4 months, ulama explain, whatever amal a person has to do, a good deed, exerts himself. وَجَاهِدُوا فِي اللَّهِ حَقَّ جِهَادِ. Allah says, continue exerting yourself to win the love of Allah. Continue exerting yourself to win the pleasure of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. وَجْتَبَاكُمْ. Allah chose you. Allah has chosen you from the entire humanity to be part of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَمَا جَعَلَ عَلَيْكُمْ فِي الدِّينِ مِنْ حَرَجٍ. Allah has made no difficulty for you in deen. Because we haven't learned our deen, so deen becomes difficult. We've learned dunya, dunya has become easy. If we learn our deen, we'll enjoy the amal of deen. In these 4 months, the effect of the 4 months, Zulqa'dah, Zulhijjah, Muharram and Rajab, 3 months consecutive. These 3 months also in the plains of Hajj, Nabi alayhi salatu salam mentioned this also. That just as Allah has made these days sacred of Hajj, and the city of Makkah Mukarramah, also Allah has made it sacred. Another riwayat, Allah has chose the best of everything. From amongst the malaika, Allah chose Jibreel alayhi salatu salam. Then from amongst the anbiya alayhi salatu salam, Allah chose Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah chose the Quran Sharif for this ummah. Allah chose his 4 months for the amal of this ummah. So whoever will increase his amal in these 4 months, ulama say that it is a hope from Allah that these a'mal will continue, if not the rest of the year, your entire life. These are blessed months right now. Together with that, on the other side of it, the person who engages in sin or continues his guna and sin, even the sin is also multiplied. The punishment also multiplied in these months. So these months are so careful we should be that we don't engage in any evil a'mal. Give it up for the sake of Allah. Come unto obedience. Allah will amplify and Allah will increase it. So we have Zulqa'dah right now. Ramadan just finished. Then the 6th fast of Shawwal, Allah gave us Zulqa'dah already. They continue their a'mal. And how to increase the amal? That's the question. How much more do I do? What do I do? How to increase my amal? How do I get the rewards from Allah? How do I send the... What timetable for the day? In the hadith of Qudsi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, that person who harms a friend of mine, Allah says, I wage war against him. مَنْ عَادَى وَلِيًّا فَقَدْ آذَنْتُهُ بِالْحَرْبِ. Whoever has to hurt my friend, a friend of Allah, Allah says, I declare war against him. The same hadith is mentioned, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, that a person continues doing his fara'is, continues his fara'is until he gets close to me. Until he gets close to me. So fara'is, we get close to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. The basic fara'is every day are 5 times salah. فَمِنْهُمْ ظَالِمٌ لِنَفْسِهِ وَمِنْهُمْ مُقْتَصِدٌ وَمِنْهُمْ سَابِقٌ بِالْخَيْرَاتِ بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. Some of us here explain this tafsir of this ayat. We have those that oppress themselves. They say, who is the one that oppresses himself? He is the one that comes late for salah. The one that comes late for salah, they say he's an oppressor. He's oppressed himself, depriving himself of the full reward from Allah. Imagine a person goes to the ATM and he wants to do a withdrawal. He punches in there 1,000 rand, but he gets 950. He'll make a big fight. I got robbed. I got robbed by the machine. But here in salah, who's robbing me? Myself. That I should be getting upset about. That I oppressed myself by coming late for salah. Allah called, but I responded and I came late. So, ظَالِمٌ لِنَفْسِ وَمِنْهُمْ مُقْتَصِدٌ. Then there are those that are in between. Those that just make it for salah. وَمِنْهُمْ سَابِقٌ بِالْخَيْرَاتِ. And those that are foreigners, they're running way ahead. They have now outdone everyone. Those that come before adhan. They're there early for salah. So my banda, my slave will get close to me by his fara'is. So the first check, as we explain, we say, tick the boxes. See all my boxes of fara'is, from my fajr to my isha. All my fara'is are fulfilled, not oppressing myself. Then we see the barakah in my life, my health, my wealth, my time, my iman, my amal. The basic fara'is. When I will get the fara'is now will shape my life, my akhlaq, my character. But not just the fara'is as I want to do it. My salah, my fara'is, as was taught to us by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for this ulama say that deen, seekhne ki cheez hai. Deen is something I have to learn. Deen I have to learn. How I learned my salah? From maktab days. I know that time maktab days, how I was performing my salah in madrasa also, playing in the last line. Whether I read it correctly, peeping in sajda, nudging the boy next to me. Same habits I brought in the first serve. I can't stand straight also. They also are moving in salah, not making my sajda correctly. Can't stand with qiyam, my feet facing towards the qibla. How I tie my hands correctly. صَلُّوا كَمَا رَأَيْتُمُونِي أُصَلِّي. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, perform salah as you see me performing salah. Understand the hadith. How can we see Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam performing salah? We haven't seen him. Those that learn salah from me, and those that learn from them, and have come down with the chain, that they have learned salah from the asatiza and mashayikh, go to the ulama, teach me salah. I want to draw from Allah. I want to draw from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Sometimes you take the note you want to pay. Cashier will see it counterfeit. It's fake or it's genuine. Then they have a doubt. Sorry, we can't accept it. Is my salah genuine or counterfeit or fake? I haven't learned salah. Not genuine. I didn't learn my salah. Then I say my duas are getting accepted. For dua to be accepted is based upon my salah. Then my salah and namaz is correct. I learned how to perform salah. I went to the ulama ikram. Please teach me. How do I stand in salah? I understand in salah also. When I go to the bank, sometimes they have cubicles. Then the guard is standing there. He'll allow you to go to the cubicle. He'll tell you, put your feet there. Put your hand on the door. Then the green light will come on. You don't stand correctly, then the door won't open. There I understand it. How do I stand in salah? How do I tie my hands in salah before Allah tabarak wa ta'ala? These things I have to learn. But more than often, we know myself also. For years of reading salah, my own style. My own way, I haven't asked how do I do it. When asked ulama-i-kiram, is my salah correct? Please check my namaz. 5 minutes, 10 minutes. Just to get it right. And carry on checking it till maut. So I get it right. Then I lift my hands. This nuskha prescription given in the hadith sharif. That my slave will continue getting closer to me by his faraiz. Check our namaz. Number one. Then our zakat also faraiz. Am I discharging my zakat correctly? Here we have this misconception or misunderstanding. The zakat I'll only take out in Ramadan, which is not correct. The day I became baligh, and on that day I had the nisab amount by me, and every year I had some cash by me, that will be the day I have to discharge my zakat. At the time of bulugh, when I became mature, I didn't have nisab, the specific amount, but I had it later on in my life, on that date, then every year on that date, Islamic date, I have to discharge my zakat. Check my faraiz. The wife also, check her faraiz. Her zakat and her jewelry, etc. I have my salah, I have my zakat. Then my soom, my fasting. Possibly my young days, I broke your roza. I broke one of my fast. Now I have kafara to keep 2 months consecutively. As ulama-i karam, right now I'm in debt by Allah tabarak wa ta'ala in minus, but I still want to take a draw. Sooner or later, the supplier will close the account. Say, please pay the whole account first. Allah hasn't closed our account as yet. Alhamdulillah. It's still continuing. Allah is giving. But for me to check, if I want the closest of Allah, I have to tick the boxes. All my faraiz are checked. If I do this every day, from my fajr to my isha, as Allah wants my salah to be performed correctly, to stand in salah, ruku, sajda, qiyam, qirat, correctly I'm doing in the sunnah the way that Allah wants it, jalla jalaluhu, I got my salah. In the hadith of Qudsi, Allah continues to say that my banda and my slave brings nawafil, the nafils in his life. He brings the nafils in his life, which will include now everything besides the farz. He's got his sunnats. Sunnat of Fajr, 2 rakats. Of our Zohr Salah, 6 rakats. 4 before that and 2 thereafter. Then we have our Maghrib Salah, 2 sunnat thereafter. Isha, we have 2 thereafter. 12 altogether for the day. Hadith Sharif says the person who performs 12 sunnats for the day, Allah will build for him a palace in Jannat. Every day one palace. Who's not looking for an investment right now? I've got some money lying around, I want to invest. I want to. Allah says I'm giving you free. 12 rakat sunnat invested, palace in Jannat. You already got fully decored, fully footed already and designed by Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. 12 sunnats. You got our sunnats and then the nawafil. We just program our life around these times that Allah has given us. Especially in these months right now, the sacred months. Zul Qaada, Zul Hijjah, Muharram and Rajab. In these 4 months, a person wants to harvest a crop. He wants to harvest a crop in December. Mango season. Say, I'll start planting in December. We'll have a laugh at him. You want to harvest in December, start planting now. You want to harvest a crop of winter, start planting in summer. We want to start the Amal of Ramadan when you see the moon of Ramadan. We will start before that. Now is the time to harvest. One hafiz al-Quran, all hafiz al-Quran, how beautifully he mentioned to his son. He says, the entire year for me is Ramadan. Entire year for me is Ramadan. Every day I enjoy my Quran tilawat. And Ramadan is Eid for me. Why? No eating. Whole day Quran Sharif. Whole year is Ramadan for me. I read Quran like how people read Quran in Ramadan. I read the whole year around. When it comes to Ramadan, Ramadan is Eid for me. Because there's no eating whole day, I carry Quran Sharif. So in these 4 months, Allah has given us whatever amal we do in these 4 months, it will last us, if not the entire year or entire life. And simple syllabus we have, get our faraiz right. We have any qaza, work at our qaza. We have qaza in umri, the rozas that we missed, the fast that we broke. We have to cover it up. How to cover it up? Go to the lama ikram, take out some time from them. Now everything is online also. You got Mufti online, Alim online, whatever it be. Go and ask ulama-i karam. They're available to answer our queries and questions. So we have all our faraiz, then the sunnats, then the nawafil. The barakat of the nawafil. From tahajjud salah we start. Now the days are so short. When it comes to Subu Sadiq, and the time that ends with the Hajjud, 5:10. Person wakes up Qurratu Hasan Basi Rahimullah Ta'ala, he will start his Tahajjud with two very short rakats. Short rakats. One great wali of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala passed away. They see him in Jannat. That, oh friend of Allah, how did you make it to Jannah? So he says to his student in a dream, Allah bless me, O Jannah, because of the short rakats of Tahajjud. The short rakats of Tahajjud. Allah appreciated that also. 10 minutes, 15 minutes Tahajjud. If now we can't wake up for Tahajjud when it's so late and raise our hands for our families and brethren in Gaza, in Palestine, then when is the Ummah going to wake up? When we get hit, Allah protect us. But then too we can't wake up. At least now shed one tear for the Ummah. Wake up and make dua for the Ummah. Allah will protect us. We have our Tahajjud. If you can't wake up for Tahajjud, then ulama say start a pack after Isha namaz. Whatever nafil we read after Salatul Isha is Tahajjud. Whatever nafil we read after Salatul Isha is regarded as Tahajjud. Two rakats in the masjid, you got the reward of Tahajjud. Comes to Ishraq. Person reads his Ishraq Salah. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, Ishraq Salah, 12 minutes, 15 minutes after sunrise. Nafil. Read the two rakats, four rakats. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam promised the person who reads two rakats of Salatul Ishraq, 12 minutes, 15 minutes after sunrise every day, Allah will give him the reward of a perfect Hajj and Umrah. Without any visa, any booking. My brother told me a few weeks ago that, Marana, just to spur myself on to read the Ishraq and to stay in the masjid, he said, after Fajr Salah, he says, psychologically and mentally, I tell myself that now I'm preparing to go for Umrah. I'm putting my haram on now, I'm seeing my labbaik, and 15 minutes time, I'll be in the mataf. What is he actually doing? Ishraq namaz. And I got the reward. So every morning I'm going for Umrah. So we got our Salatul Ishraq. And then a few hours later, 10:30, 11 o'clock, Salatul Duha, Chas Salah. We have so many joints in the body, 360 plus joints. Salatul Duha is a sadqah for every joint and bone in the body. Here ulama say you have some problem, joint pain, knee, hip, etc. Read Salatul Duha. The sadqah for your bones, sadqah for your joints, Allah will give you shifa. Then you go to the doctor, go for an opinion. Then you have to go for some treatment, go for it. But this is a spiritual treatment. Now imagine I program my entire day. From my tahajjud, to my fajr salah, to ishraq, then duha. Then come after our maghrib salah, salatul wabin, six rakats. Then Nabi Ali salatu wasalam said, person is six rakats of nafil after salatul maghrib, Allah will bless him with 12 years reward of nafil salah, nafil ibadat. Six rakats only. Boss will tell me that today we have a late delivery, 6 minutes over time, I will pay you 12 years advance salary. We say, subhanallah, my dua got accepted. 12 years, Allah shall give you every day. Just give me 6 minutes of your time. 6 minutes, and person like myself, 6 minutes, six rakats namaz, inna atina qul huwa Allah, no problem, read it. Allah has given 12 years nafil. The barakat of this, to come to the end of the Hadith Sharif, person checks his fara'is, he checks his nawafil, especially in these sacred months, Dhul Qa'dah, Dhul Hijjah, Muharram and Rajab. He will check it now in these 4 months, this will become his life. What's the barakat and reward of this? Hadith Qudsi, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says, once he has all his nawafil, all his sunnats, all his fara'is, Allah says, I become the eyes he looks with. I become the hands he touches with. I become the feet he walks with. Allah is free from limbs. What does it mean? It means Allah will save him divinely from sin and guna. He can't give it up, but I have this amal. For years I couldn't give it up. Now I'm chasing all his amal. I don't want to miss it. Allah says, I will become a barrier between you and sin also. What he thought he can never give up. The enjoyment you will get putting your head down to me, you will never get in your drugs also. You won't get in your sports also. You will never get in your hobbies also. Dining and going out and sitting with ghayr mahram women, socializing, you won't get the enjoyment anymore. Give up the sins in this month over here, Allah will give us the enjoyment, the sweetness of ibadat. Allah says, I will stop you. Even though you want to go towards it, Allah will become a barrier. Allah will block you. Allah will turn you away. How Allah will do it? Allah has a system. First interpretation, Allah will protect you from sin. Automatically, if you're free from sin, you will come onto ibadat. No effort. All effort was just a few rakats of salah in the day. Alhamdulillah, major part of the youth are gymming nowadays. All are worried about their physique, about the six packs and whatever, triceps and biceps, etc. The best place is a masjid. You build your iman and your heart. This, the worms of the qabr will eat, but the iman they can't eat. Take that to the qabr. The second interpretation of the hadith sharif, I'll become his hands, I'll become his feet. Subhanallah. People say, rosy, sustenance, no barakat, not opening up. He says, it's impossible to get barakat in your livelihood if you don't put your head down to Allah. No barakat. If you want barakat in it, Allah says, you just do your nawafil, do your faraiz, your salah on time and all your nawafil, and whatever you touch, whatever you touch, dead stock also, Allah will be profit in there. Say, Subhanallah, I don't know how it happened. Dead stock went also. It wasn't you. Allah said, I become your hands. I become your eyes. You went to the show. You saw so many products over there. One brother tells me he went to the show in China, wherever it was. I see all the commodities. Astute businessman, in the same game, same field. He just walked past a few stands. He didn't see those products. He said, I walked past, I saw it. And I said to myself, there's money to be made over here. How come he didn't see it? So I told him, it wasn't at your eyes, because he read your ishraq, because he read your fajr. Allah said, you read your tahajjud. It wasn't in your eyes, Allah becomes your eyes. Allah showed it to you. So how Allah will change everything for a person who just has the syllabus in his life? His life is made. His dunya is made, his akhirat is made. People say, dunya not opening up, rosy not opening up. So they go into avenues Allah hasn't kept it. This is the avenue. The gold, alchemy, and the science of turning dunya into gold for akhirat, Allah has kept under the musalla. We just get these in these 4 months, my dear brothers, as we mentioned in the beginning. Right now we are in the sacred month, Zulqa'dah, Zulhijjah, Muharram, and Rajab. Whatever amal we do in these 4 months over here are multiplied. Whatever sin we do is multiplied also. Save ourselves from guna and sin. We want dunya to open up, want akhirah to open up. We have our amal, our faraiz, our sunnahs, our nawafil. We heard the bayan, but we'll find after salah how the nafs will make us forget. We're running for our shoes again. The sunnahs are gone, nawafil are gone. Hold our horses a little bit. Hold on, we heard the bayan. Let me start today. Sacred day, the day of Jumu'ah, sacred month also, Allah has chosen it. And Hajj is coming ahead also. And to complete the hadith, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said during Hajjatul Wada' that when he came to the Arabs, they would play with the months. You want to fight this month? So we say, instead of this month being Zulqa'dah, we say it's Ramadan. Let's fight. They would change the months also. When Nabi of Allah went for Hajj, when he went for Hajj and he gave the khutbah during Hajj, he said, today is a day where once again the time has come to its original, the day when Allah Ta'ala created the skies and the earth. So on that day already the entire time came back to the default mode. And now we have it. So we have the beautiful days. Whether we keep a roza also and fast on Monday and Thursdays. Our ibadat we increase. Short rakats also. Allah will give us our jannat. Allah will give us our dunya. Allah Ta'ala give us sufi to be ta'ala.